This is C. Brown, the field crop research and extension entomologist with the University of Tennessee, and it is May 28th, and I'm just going to kind of give a quick update on what I've been hearing and what I haven't been hearing, and, you know, kind of summary is it's been pretty quiet out there. I know we've gotten a lot of rain here in Jackson. I know most of West Tennessee has been inundated with rain over the last couple, really last week, and, you know, really, as far as the cotton is concerned, thrips numbers have been pretty dang low. I mean, my thrips counts are, some of my treatments are in the single digits, and that's, I mean, just using a seed treatment. My checks, which are basically have no seed treatment on them, are barely running 10 to 15 thrips in five plants. So at least in our geography around the station, we're just not seeing the thrips numbers. And I know I've heard the same from a lot of people out and about. You know, realistically, thrips numbers have not been very high. Some of the earlier April planted cotton that survived and didn't have to be replanted, that got a couple thrips sprays on it in some spots. Thrips kind of, in certain areas, wore that cotton out. But the May planted stuff, especially before all this rain, really hasn't had that many thrips issues. More issues I've heard about is dampening off and seedling disease, especially as wet as we are. So that's something I know guys are dealing with right now. And then we also, you know, really don't have a whole lot as far as bug issues going on in really any crop. Soybeans have been relatively quiet. Not really much going on there. I've had some seed corn maggot calls in a few soybean fields, but those were isolated incidences. And some were in Kentucky. There was one field in West Tennessee, but for the most part, I mean, it has been a very quiet year, especially since we started catching all this rain. And so, you know, what a lot of times will happen is rain is actually a good thing when it comes to thrips. It'll wash them off. Very similar to spider mites. We get consecutive days of rainfall. You can pretty much guarantee thrips numbers just kind of fall off a cliff. Now, what does tend to happen is, if we slow growth down, you will see a lower number of thrips can also inhibit cotton growth and development from waterlogging. Typically, that comes with cool temperatures, which we don't have. We're getting DD60s. When the sun does shine, we're getting some good sunshine on our cotton. So, but there have been some instances I've seen over the years, I'm not seeing it this year, but where a few number of thrips will just completely beat this cotton apart because it's just not growing. Very typical to what we see when we're cold and wet. And I see that when we have very waterlogged soils, we can see that also. And so if you've got cotton that's barely hanging on due to seedling disease and you have thrips on top of it, it's another stressor. But for the most part, not a whole lot of thrip sprays going out in cotton in general. And if you do have to, my recommendations still stand with running Intrepid Edge. If you run it by itself, it needs a surfactant. If you run it with a herbicide, just there's enough surfactants in the herbicide. You don't need anything else. Bidrin at 3.2. If you're running Bidrin or Theine, minimum quarter of a pound. You're going to get better control out of half in most places. But based on what we're seeing, you know, I still would recommend Intrepid Edge over either Bidrin or Ortheine, just because I know the spinetoram component is going to work. And so have any questions or concerns, please feel free to call me 318-498-1283. Thanks.